The Sweetness, a novel, written by Sandy Boritzberger and read by Cassandra Campbell.
Part 1. Rosha, Vilna, 1941. Like most Friday nights, I wait for Papa by the parlor window, leaning against the pane where someone recently threw a fistful of stones. I run my fingers along the spidery break. Bube looks up from her crocheting. She is making a wool cap for me in this heat, and scolds. She warns me to move away from the window. There is such fright in her voice that all the hairs on my arms stand straight up. Yet still, I don't budge.
They might see you, Bube says. No matter what, Rosha, you must not let them see you.
But because I am not certain who it is that may be watching me, and Bube's words create even more curiosity, I take one more peek. I am watching for Papa. What is the harm? Without speaking, my grandmother raises herself from the creaky wooden rocking chair and marches straight across the room. The floor appears to sink a bit under each of her steps. My hand is twisted around a panel of lacy white curtain, one finger poking through a circular hole. It is a tiny hole, the center of a floral pattern, maybe roses, and quite convenient to peek from. Beside me now, Bubba peels my bent fingers one by one from the curtains. Ouch, I complain, though the truth is, Bubba is not really hurting me.
Never mind, mein Kind, she says.
Bubba takes my hands in hers and kisses the top of my forehead. Her breath smells from pickled herring and onions, and I allow her to kiss me, mostly because she has not yet smacked me. She smacked me just the other day, for the very first time, after she caught me scooping all the melted wax from a yahrzeit candle. Bubi had lit the fat white candle for her husband, my grandpa, Yusel, who died last year of something called the pneumonia. She slapped my hands until they stung, and told me I might have put the entire house on fire, and that an 8-year-old should stay away from matches, flames, and anything hot. But it was so much fun to pour the melted wax into the palm of my hand. As the warmth oozed between my fingers, I rolled the soft glob into many shapes, working quickly before the wax became too brittle, like candy. I made a little bear like the ones Papa says live in Ponary, a deep, dark forest only a few miles out of town. Another time, when I didn't get caught, I made a giraffe from the warm wax of our Shabbos candles.
Come, sit with your Bobby, and let me hear you read.
She licks her fingers to smooth my braids, and all I can think is now I too will smell of pickled herring and onions. Yet I smile at my grandmother as though I am really happy, and for a minute that's exactly the way I feel. Bubba leans in and quietly examines my new front teeth that take up too much space in my mouth. So my question about what harm can come from standing by the window goes unanswered. Like most of the questions I ask, this one is also ignored. Instead, like always, someone stands up or moves around and says something that has nothing to do with my question, until I become very confused, sometimes a little bit frightened. Still, most of the time, I try to do what I am told, especially because of all the tears and sadness since Grandpa Yusel was buried, and Bubba and Papa threw shovels of red dirt on the long pine box that carried his body to the cemetery.